Here we go. Here we go. Thank you for listening to Stoop Kids, a Hey Arnold podcast. Though I guess given the episode we're on, maybe today we're Troop Kids. Support the Troop Kids. Add that one to the annals of Bloop Kids. I'm Cody Narvison, and you can find me on Twitter at Cody_BH.
I'm Harry Mack, and you can find me on Twitter at Shiitake Harry.
I'm Emily Suey. You can find me on Instagram at Emily Suey.
Not with us today is our hero and super producer, Jason Daphnis, who you can find on Twitter at Nintendoofus. You can also keep up with the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at Stoop Kids Pod. And allow me to introduce myself, Bond, James Bond. Could I get a medium dry vodka Stupkidge with lemon peel? Spelled with a Z, not with an S. Today we're here to talk about episode 71 of Hey Arnold. For those of you keeping track at home, that is season 4, episode 11, going by production code order. This double-length episode is called Veterans Day. Original air date, November 6, 1999. The Wikipedia-sanctioned episode summary is as follows. Arnold's grandpa recalls his adventures as a soldier in the Second World War, outwitting a regiment of Nazis, while Gerald's dad, Martin, remembers his own time serving in Vietnam. Gerald thinks his father is not a real hero, with him being just a file clerk, while Arnold believes grandpa is telling another tall tale, especially after grandpa is called out during his story for claiming he fought and beat up Hitler, which grandpa does admit he made up. However, both boys are proven wrong when Arnold sees a statue dedicated to his grandpa and a visitor from Martin's past shows up. And as we always do, shouting out the folks who made this episode possible. Christine Kolosoff directed this episode, and this episode was written by Steve Vixton. So let's dig in. Harry, we'll start with you. What did you think about Veterans Day?
Hey, thanks, Cody. Yeah, this is sort of like one of the kind of weird dark sides of doing a sort of 90s nostalgia themed podcast, right? Is that I think that this is not to say that I'm like anti-Veterans Day or anti the troops or anything, but this is a weird episode of TV, especially for 2022 sensibilities. It's especially weird that it's not a post 9/11 cartoon, because I definitely would have thought it would have been. But I guess that just goes to show how sort of like significantly, maybe for the better, the Overton window has shifted. Which is not to say that the politics of this episode on their face are particularly terrible, right? For instance, they do a really good job of skirting around the sort of fundamental illegal inhumanity of the Vietnam War by calling out how it was controversial, and then by sort of like dodging the entire equation by just putting Gerald's dad in a clerk desk and then having him save somebody from just an injury after the fact, rather than having to ever interact with the soldiers whose country we were occupying illegally. You can contrast that, right, with the fact that, like, in Phil's story, the Nazis were explicitly called out. Phil even, like, hits one of them with a frying pan. They literally depict Hitler at one point and have Phil like box him. It's a very strange episode. It does not feel like a Hey Arnold episode, especially the fact that it's a long two-parter, like very special episode. It is like very finger waggy in like a really weird prescriptive way that Hey Arnold has done a really admirable job of skirting to this point. There's like an entire monologue between Phil and Gerald's dad in an ice cream parlor about how like kids these days, like don't appreciate the troops, hashtag the troops. They really do a really like, I get the sense that they're trying to like just sort of, like valorize the idea of these working class regular people who were called to higher service through the U.S. Army. I don't think that Hey Arnold, especially in this episode, has the nuance to explore the ways in which the working class have been and are subjugated by U.S. imperialism into committing heinous acts of international war crime on behalf of a government. So it's tough, I guess, is what I'm saying. I understand that the showrunners need not necessarily have my politics about this. I understand that in the 1990s, particularly the late 1990s, the Overton window and what was and was not acceptable and what was expected, perhaps, was very different. And social conservatism and sort of like historical conservatism was at an all-time high. I'm not necessarily vilifying Hey Arnold or the writers themselves. I'm just saying that for me, you know, being pretty outspoken in 2022, this is the kind of episode that I wish we did not have to necessarily return to. It's funny, right? I actually like both the stories well enough. I really like the idea of this episode, an idea of a road trip with Gerald's family and Arnold's family. Grandpa Phil is great, as always. I love Gerald and Gerald's dad and their relationship. Although, again, the entire second act of this episode concerns Gerald being really disappointed that his dad didn't kill Viet Cong in Vietnam. Like, very explicitly, he's like, my dad never even saw action. He never shot a gun. And it's like, okay. Again, like, I know Gerald's 9 and maybe doesn't have, like, the most, nuanced socio-political understanding of what Vietnam was, but even for that, it's like, ah, man, like, we don't have to think about how maybe these kids really wanted their dads to be war criminals, you know. So a tough one, I think. The ending is good. I think that, like, it's the sort of thing where if you can sort of like very much approach it from the context of its time and place, you can understand, if I'm being extremely generous, what they're going for here. But even within the confines of ultimate generosity, I think it's a really poor fit for Hey Arnold as a series. I think that it mismanages its tone and becomes extremely didactic, extremely prescriptive, and blunt in a way that leaves no room for nuance, leaves no room for actual characterization. Arnold and Gerald exist in this episode as the main characters only to receive the lesson that is imparted upon them by essentially the conservatism of American history. And so, yeah, I think, long story short, like, it's a fascinating data point to Cody's, to use Cody's vocabulary, because it definitely is an episode of its time and place. I personally find it pretty disappointing because, and again, maybe this was me like putting my blinders on, right? We've had Hey Arnold like brush up against deeply neoliberal sort of end of history 90s politics many times in the past, but oh boy, was this sort of like a crash course in like what it meant to believe in certain American myths in the late 1990s. So definitely an uncomfortable episode to watch, an uncomfortable episode to talk about. But I want to know what you guys thought about it as well.
For sure. Really well characterized. And while we're using vocabulary that we use frequently on this program, kind of like what you were saying, Harry, don't necessarily expect this show to have the vocabulary to communicate something like this. So it almost feels like an unforced error, just to, I don't know, like, not to put words in your mouth, but that feels like, you know, a reasonable summation. But I'll pause there. Emily, anything hit you one way or the other about the episode? What'd you think?
Oh yeah, definitely got hit while watching this. Emotionally, I agree with a lot of what Harry was saying. I think this is just a tough watch. And Harry, to Harry's point, it kind of feels hardly like an Arnold episode, but more like they put this patriotic overlay on top of the show and the characters and then sort of ran with that. We also, I guess we haven't had a Martin Johansson and Grandpa Phil bonding type episode, so at least that add something new to the season or the mix with the series here. But and I, at least also Grandpa Phil hits a cop car and then, you know, does a hit and run on a cop car. One good political moment for the episode. But otherwise, like, oh man, yeah, I don't, I think we all had a hard time watching it. When you see the cartoon Hitler in the fake story that Grandpa's telling, and he's apparently saying like, oh yeah, I beat up Hitler. And you're like, oh, I didn't ever want to see a Hitler in the Hey Arnold universe. Like, I feel so gross now for seeing that. I don't like it. I guess otherwise, I also think that this episode is kind of gross throughout. We had pointed it out in the watch party, but there's like the very realistic bathroom sound effects during a flashback moment. There's some more bathroom stuff happening when they're in the diner or a gas station. There is the rancid like Spam Cham meat. And so you see a lot of sick Nazis, which is like kind of funny, but also it's like the meat is gross and in all those canisters in the back of his truck. Also, the Vietnam lieutenant getting surgery on his butt after Martin accidentally shot him in very Forrest Gump style fashion. Just, and you know, a lot of olive greens and browns, like muddy browns and beiges throughout the whole episode. Like, they really went in on the style of like grotesque war. So like, I guess props there for the art department, but I just like don't like watching this episode. And I'm curious to hear about if you guys think, I mean, considering this feels like so distantly removed from the Hey Arnold world, like, do you think that the network made them do more of this patriotic episode? Do you think there was something else that was going on? Or like Harry was mentioning, it wasn't post 9/11. This came out in 99. So, and this is a special episode too, and the first special episode we've had of this season. So it's like, why exactly were they doing this? I don't really understand. I'm curious to hear about y'all's thoughts on that. Yeah. Also, I guess one funny moment is when they turn off Ronnie Matthews on the motel television. So nice flashback to seeing Ronnie Matthews on the screen. But otherwise, yeah, I don't know. Cody, what did you think?
Also really well said, Emily. And actually, you know, you brought up a few things that hit me in a particular sense while watching this. And I guess to address your question of like, you know, why did they even do this episode in the first place? I considered while we were in our watch party to just go and like do research to see if there was like some big reason why this episode was, like why they even made it at all. It doesn't stack up poorly compared to like, going by IMDb star ratings. Like, this isn't, you know, Arnold Betrays Iggy territory or anything like that. It's at like a 7.9, which I think is towards like the middle or like even slightly above average. So like, I don't know. Public perception is like what it is. Like, there's nothing. So I guess the one thing somewhat related to that point though of like, why it doesn't necessarily answer why the episode was made, but why it was made in the way that it was, kind of like what you were describing, Emily, the like the bathroom texture, sound effects, and like exactly like you said, seeing Hitler in any form, but like particularly in a like in an animated program, like a one that we all like a very much beloved program that we all care for a lot. It just felt dirty. And the color palette and everything else, the art direction, like all played into that as well. But part of me was like, are they shooting from the hip and trying to like capture, like, do they realize that their viewers are getting slightly older? Are they imagining, you know, the 8 or 9 year olds who started watching Hey Arnold are, you know, they're getting into like middle school territory now, or even like, you know, they're teenagers now, and like they're in some capacity, we need to make the subject matter a little more, quote unquote, mature. Like it feels like a swing, and I stand by the idea that this is probably an unforced error, but I'm just trying to give them like some modicum of you know, like throwing things at the wall. Maybe something will stick. Like maybe we'll find out more about this episode down the road. But just like trying to reason with it now. You know, agreed, Harry, what you were saying about this being, you know, like the sort of literal kids these days dynamic feeding, which is a funny thing to feed into this episode, which is like, it's one generation spouting like the kids these days. And then we proceed to watch an episode that's probably needlessly long. And that just, you know, the tact that goes into communicating something like this, feeding a narrative that like we probably didn't need two episodes worth to like tell this story and like communicate what, you know, whatever it was that the crew behind this team wanted to showcase, you know, whatever that might be. But I one of my favorite parts of this episode, I don't know if this is like you know, branching off into something else or if this hit y'all in this way as well, but Arnold really angling for the truth from his grandfather, I thought was like, if they leaned on that more, that could have been like even like an even nicer component. I got thinking about you know, like one of my grandfathers in particular, like one thing we knew about his time in the armed services is that he was an intelligence officer, and there are some things that like he, like part of it was like he was sworn to secrecy and like we would never know the truth about what happened over there, but also like would he want to tell us these things, because there's probably some really like harrowing stuff that went on.
Yes,
you can imagine there's probably some wild stuff that would have happened. And like that, if maybe like if you want to lean into like more mature subject matter, like more mature content, mature like dare I say dark sort of ideas feeding into this episode that is about war and time in the armed services, then like maybe that's not to just fall back on armchair director like we always do, but them even just planting that seed was something that I really liked. And I know, Harry, that I threw a lot out there, so feel free to jump off of whatever you would like.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would like to say, first of all, even that felt so deeply wrong to me. Like, both Phil and Martin were like, nobody ever asks me about my time in the Army, and I just want to talk about it so badly. And it's like, have you guys ever met a veteran? Because I've met a lot of veterans, and literally the one thing that unites all of them is that they don't want to talk about their time in combat. It's like kind of a famous thing about veterans. And for like good reason, right? Because it turns out that like most people don't have heroic stories of war, because war isn't heroic or fun or exciting. It's actually terrible. Which like I think that's kind of, I have a lot of problems with this episode. First of all, I think I should say, like, obviously all three of us have a pretty visceral response to this episode. I think that you can keep in mind, I don't want to speak for you, but for me, being like a kid who grew up largely post 9/11, a lot of things about this episode speak to a very insidious cultural domination narrative that was foisted upon me growing up. In particular, the idea that Gerald and Arnold are somehow ungrateful, or not sufficiently grateful, or should be ashamed of the fact that they don't know history better, or that they are not more blindly reverent of the American machine, of American soldiers in general. I mean, that was sort of word for word the playbook that the Bush administration used to justify the war on terror and the Iraq war. So like, being 30 years old and sitting here and watching this happen and being like, oh, I remember the propaganda that I grew up with, and I remember how everybody taught me to be ashamed of questioning U.S. imperial authority, and told me I was a bad person if I questioned the Iraq war or questioned the war on terror. Seeing that propaganda machine being spun up in a show that I really love is a big part of why I have such an issue with this, right? That is not to say, right, like, I don't think you're a bad person if you like this episode. And, like, honestly, I think that, like, especially in pre-9/11, like, not to be too generous, but I bet they didn't think that they were doing anything remotely controversial here, right? I bet they were like, oh, it's a holiday episode. We're going to do Veterans Day. American soldiers are heroes. We love the troops. And that was about as far as they thought, right? I even wonder if they thought that depicting Hitler was, like, subversive in a good way, because it was like, oh, we get to watch Phil actually beat up Nazis, and we get to say that, like, oh, beating up Nazis is cool actually and fine to do, which like it is. So like, good point. And maybe they even thought that they were being kind of slick with like depicting the hippie movement very briefly and talking about how Martin Johansson didn't really know why they were going to Vietnam. I think that they just thought that this wasn't a nuanced topic, right? I think they were like, oh, we're just playing to the hits. Everybody loves Veterans Day and all that it stands for. And you can't be against the troops, right? but for me, and maybe for you guys as well, like, I almost like a trauma response to the idea that, like, well, you can't be against the troops, right? Because it's like, oh yeah, like, being told that I couldn't be against the troops was how, like, American conservatism killed a bunch of people I love and things like that, you know? And so it's like, okay, like, I understand what they were doing here. It's just that I don't think you can do it without feeding into a very prevalent macro historical propaganda narrative that the US empire has been leveraging against the American public since before World War II, but has trotted out pretty much whenever they need to justify some sort of imperial interventionism in every major war. This episode accidentally sort of depicts the ways in which that propaganda machine operates. It just so happens that it is positive about it rather than negative. So, you know, I'm not disparaging Hey Arnold. I'm not like calling out Steve Vixton for being a fascist or whatever. I'm just saying that, like, I think that, like, being on this side of things and looking at an episode like this and just understanding how deeply insidious American patriotism is and how that slippery slope from, like, we're going to tell troop stories and we're going to talk about, like, how heroic American soldiers are, how that so quickly becomes this weapon that is leveraged against anyone who would be, like, even in Gerald and Arnold's case, right? Like, they're just not as, like, reverent as they should be. They're just like, they would just rather have a weekend off than have to listen to their parents go off about war stories all day. And, like, that is what we are swatting them on the knuckles for, right? Is this idea that, like, oh, like, kids shouldn't be able to live in America without this hero worship for American soldiers. It's wrong if they don't have that, right? And for me, it's just like, wow, like, that's rough. I think that's very rough, basically.
Yeah, rough indeed. And one other thing that I thought about while watching this, that some of the things you were talking about here reminded me of this, is that, well, I guess I'll amend it slightly. Simultaneously, this episode, more than most, if not like any other episode that we've watched of Hey Arnold, reminded me, again, like, simultaneously, on one side, that like, it reminded me that I'm a person that exists in the real world outside of, like, this shell of a person watching a television show. Like, it, like, just literally, even just invoking names like Hitler and Goebbels and, like, Veterans Day and the idea of, like, fighting in Vietnam. Just like, oh, this is, like, we're no longer in a world of Craig Bartlett's own making. We're kind of, like, double dipping a little bit, and that felt surreal. Not necessarily in a good or bad way, because, like, the other side of it was some sequences towards, I guess not toward the end, actually towards the end of, like, Grandpa's story especially, really made me painfully aware, again, more than most, if not any other episode that we've seen, like, it made me painfully aware that I was watching a cartoon. Like, seeing Hitler drawn up as he was, Grandpa having a tete-a-tete with this major, I know he said Goebbels, I think the guy he was with was maybe just some rando, but I'm not super familiar with the Nazi Party's pyramid scheme outside of those top two guys. So yeah, some random major who ate some bad meat, and just, like, him bonking him on the head with a frying pan. The sort of, like, the not the fireworks at the end, but, like, the Hitler, like, walking in, and, like, the soldiers funneling in from each side, and these big, like, stream, like, all these colors and fireballs. It felt like when I don't remember Der Führer's face, that one, like, Mickey Mouse cartoon. I don't remember that super well, but, like, in thinking back to it, it felt like that. It was like, oh, we're sensationalizing this particular image, and, like, we're way removed from that. We're in 1999, but it's still, like, it still felt the same of, like, we need to sensationalize this, which is not, I mean, necessarily, like, you know, a bad thing. It's better than portraying him like a real, you know, a person, a human being, which that guy was not. And so again, I'm also not like necessarily, it made me painfully aware of those things. And I'm torn as to whether that's purely a good or purely, a bad thing. Like, is it fundamentally like a bad thing that this episode, talked about, like went into so much details and potentially trivialized some of the things that it did, but like also is it kind of nullified by the fact that this did feel so much different than like a standard episode of Hair, where we're like really getting into like the humanity of daily trivialities and interactions with people, like very well fleshed out, deep, multifaceted characters and people. And like, maybe it's not the worst thing that, you know, the guys in, particularly Grandpa's story were just like these, shallow, you know, whatever cartoons, like very, very obviously cartoons. That's kind of the thing that I'm wrestling with. I don't know, Harry, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't my main point of criticism, so I didn't bring it up, but like, I'm totally with you. Like, I think that even just from like a conceptual standpoint, really not into like explicitly calling, like, I don't know that Hey Arnold needs to be a universe where we talk about the fact that World War II was a historical thing that happened. It's like, do you want me to picture like D-Day or the Holocaust in like cartoon? You know what I mean? It's like, cause I don't really want to do that. And I don't think that you're actually equipped to handle that at all, guys. It turns out. And like, clearly you're kind of not, as of this episode. So like, thought it was super weird that like, and again, like, I think that they probably like, and maybe for the time they did, they thought like, we're doing something brave here, right? Because like, we're not going to infantilize it. We're not going to do what we did in the Christmas episode and just never say Vietnam. We are going to come at this. And like, I can even maybe, if I want to like really stretch, I can understand that the ways in which they thought this episode might thematically tie into Hey Arnold, right? Because like, the whole idea is that both of these stories are not stories of conventional heroism, right? And it kind of is supposed to go to show you that like, oh, like American heroes don't have like one uniform appearance. They're not all John Rambos or what have you, Captain America's. Like, it turns out that like just saving one guy's life or just having a sort of wild misadventure like Grandpa does, that also makes for heroes. The problem is that like, they're American heroes, right? And so like, it turns out that like, you can't just say something like that without saying a bunch of other stuff when you cleave so closely to history and so closely to real ideologies that are really being espoused by people who have, in, you know, in my mind, less than virtuous intentions for espousing those things. I think that that's fair to say, whether or not you sort of like think that the sort of like valorization of American soldiers the way that this episode did it is wholly good or wholly bad, I think you have to like admit that it's fraught. And so I think I take issue with the idea that this episode just seemed to think that what it was doing was so obvious and so unambiguous or so unnuanced that it could get away with making an episode like this and it wouldn't have to be held accountable for any of the politics or any of the ideologies that it sort of like referenced. And again, like, I think that there's something distinctly 90s about that, right? Like, I think that there was like this movement in America, not a movement that was unchallenged, certainly, but a movement that was like, okay, like, we've sort of figured out what all of that stuff was. Like, we've charted the course of history and like, we know what Vietnam was and what it meant. And we know what World War II meant. And now we have arrived on the other side in this sort of perfect understanding. And we can talk about it because we know, like, we've healed from the traumas that have. And, you know, obviously that is not the viewpoint that I think most people, believe in 2022. But it may have been, and again, I'm not a historian, right? But it may have been something that was more prevalent in the 90s. So it's fascinating to see it here, I guess.
Yes, truly fascinating. And I know I kind of said before we started recording, we don't have to, you know, linger on this too long. I think we got to a good spot here. In the interest of like ending this episode on a slightly different note, is something a little more positive, just given the very, it can't be said, in a very strange subject matter and kind of bizarre decisions that this episode made. Before I remembered kind of what this episode was, I probably saw it once or twice when I was younger. But before I kind of remembered what this episode got us into, I really dug the framing of this episode as well. Just you're starting out, Arnold and Gerald wearing what could be either a fall or a spring jacket on each of them. Just, hey, trying to figure out what to do this weekend. What are you going to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? And like they go, they get some desserts. Gerald's scoffs at the idea of going to an aquarium, which is ridiculous because aquariums, are beautiful and like very fun to be in. Shout out to jellyfish, who are very fun to look at. I guess that's my one shout out, is just you jellyfish as animals. And then, I mean, this episode became something completely different. As far as that framing goes, that's the kind of stuff that I like. And, you know, as we talk about this, remembering that, you know, this episode was still, you know, it started one way. And, I think as it's been said, you know, it ended on like reasonably like good, maybe even soulful notes. Like we get, you know, sort of like, you know, humanities and like these little moments. And just like, I don't know, there was a nice little interaction there, between, Gerald's dad and Miller at the end. And yeah, I don't know. This didn't feel like an episode of Hey Arnold, but this is still the same show at its heart and core. And so yeah, I don't know. I'm very thankful for that. Any other threads that we didn't get to, or shout outs that y'all have from this, this episode?
You just called it out, Cody, but I was going to shout out the, jackets Arnold and Gerald are wearing at the beginning, which is the same as their headless cabbie fits. Their same fall coats. Also shout out to when Gerald goes, Arnold, we don't golf. Good line, Gerald. So true. Arnold is just a caddy, not cabbie. I have cabbie and caddy next to each other in my notes. What words. Shout out to the flashback of Phil peeling potatoes. Like, I just liked seeing him handling a bucket of potatoes. Due to my own family history with potato farms. Also, shout out to Martin's flashback, and as was alluded to, but nice to see his hippie attire and him wondering what the war was. Yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah, I think that, like, I agree with you, Cody. I found the ending pretty moving. I just, you know, I mean, like, I'm as much a sucker for, like, you're the reason I'm alive stories as anybody. Like when he shows off his family that he was able to have because of Martin, and like that really hits home how Martin is a hero. It's like really, really, really on the nose and like really bludgeoning. But I don't disagree. I liked it. I liked them watching fireworks. Super weird to see the Vietnam Memorial depicted as a cartoon in Hey Arnold, because again, it's like, that's the sort of like very loaded historical object symbol that maybe like in the 90s meant one thing. When I look at it now, I get very angry because it makes you think about what Vietnam was and like the absolute horrors perpetuated against both Vietnam and American people. I guess one last shout out. I think it was really, really funny when they found Grandpa's statue and it said Phil single-handedly won the Battle of the Bulge. really good joke there. Honestly, Vixton, even when he's sort of doing things I wish he wouldn't, there's some sharp writing in this episode, right? Like, Phil still hits. Like, he's still Grandpa. Martin is still Martin. They are definitely still the characters that they always were. Oh, yes, very good point, Emily. Do you want to talk about that, or should I?
No, that was a joke just for the chat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, one can only imagine what fun antics we get up to when y'all aren't privy to what we're talking about, you silly goose listeners, you. So we'll leave that up to your imagination. My imagination is running wild with the prospect of this being a golf episode. Never would I have thought that I would have wanted to watch a golf episode instead, but here we are.
And in fact, there was a golf episode that we just watched recently. So maybe
I know. I want it again. I want another one.
You would rather have another one. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Last week I was like, I don't want this golf episode. I want a tennis episode like we could have had, because it felt like the screenplay just like flipped a coin. We got a golf episode. But now this week I'm like, man, I kind of want that golf episode again. So shout outs to tennis. And you know what? This is the end of the episode. Thank you, dear listener, for listening to Stoop Kids, a Hey Arnold podcast. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Stoop Kids Pod. That's kids with a Z. This episode was produced by super producer Jason Daphnis, and you can find him on Twitter at Nintendoofus. I've been Cody Narvison, and you can find me on Twitter at Cody_BH.
I've been Harry Mack, and you can find me on Twitter at Shiitake Harry.
I've been Emily Suey. You can find me on Instagram at Emily Suey.
Now, if you'll excuse us, we are late for our sewing circle. Peace.